And finally this evening, Veronica Scareswick reports on the highlights of this week at the Vatican.
Benedict XVI may currently be in his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo, but as always he keeps to his customary Sunday morning appointment with the faithful for the Angelus prayer. Following the prayer on the 16th, the Pope told those present that to be a true believer in God, it is necessary to live a life of love and concrete service towards others. The Pope did, however, leave Castel Gandolfo for his second customary weekly appointment with the faithful. On this occasion, he picked up on his talks on the early church fathers, focusing his attention on the life and teachings of Simeon, a mystic and monk born in the 10th century, known as the New Theologian and as a saint of the Orthodox Church.
For Simeon, union with Christ is not something extraordinary, but the fruit of the baptism common to all Christians.
Following this audience, the Pope greeted Russian Orthodox Archbishop Hilarion, president of Moscow's Patriarchate's Department for External Church Relations. Archbishop Hilarion is in Rome at the invitation of Cardinal Walter Kasper, the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. And on Friday, he met with Benedict XVI for the second time this week, this time in private audience. On a different note, on Thursday 17th, we learnt the Holy Father would soon visit Rome's synagogue, 23 years after that first historic visit by John Paul II. The Pope said so himself in a telegram to Rome's chief rabbi, Riccardo Di Segni, to mark the occasion of the Jewish festivities of the New Year, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Finally, as the week comes to a close, we cannot but think ahead to Benedict XVI's forthcoming apostolic journey to the Czech Republic. At this time next week, in fact, he'll be in Prague on the first leg of a 3-day visit to the Czech Republic. I'm Veronica Scareswick.